98.1 KZE, MK with you a couple minutes after 4 on your Friday. I am delighted to welcome an artist to the studio today who has an album release show coming next Friday, the 28th, at the local in Saugerties for her new record, She. Please welcome to KZE, Rebecca Martin.
Thank you. Oh, Lord, I am changing. There's nothing left of the ball and chain. If love takes forever, I am stepping out anyway. Would you go now? In spite of mistakes, and if you fall down, you'll rise and begin. Move along now, as time waits for no one. If you fall down, you'll rise and begin.
KZE, Rebecca Martin is my guest in the studio. You can see her next Friday at the local in Saugerties celebrating the release of her new album, She. Rebecca, welcome. Thanks for coming.
Thank you, MK.
It is so lovely to meet you.
You too.
I was doing the thing before you came where I was like, is it possible we've met before? And I don't think we have, but I'm surprised we haven't.
Yeah, well, I'm sure we've seen each other because we live in the same community.
No doubt. Tell me the Rebecca Martin story, if you will.
Yeah. So, maybe we'll start with this new record. So I have just completed a solo record in the trajectory of a long career making records and in all sorts of contexts. And so I decided it was time to just make a record of my songs really simply, mm-hmm. get them across that way. And I flew to Portugal to make it,
awesome.
To work with the engineer there that I had worked with prior to with this orchestra. And now we have She, so I'm really excited to share that. It comes out next Friday.
Yeah. So what I'm hearing is this is perhaps the first time you've done an album of just solo.
Yeah.
Are they all you? Did you have any other musicians on the record?
On the previous records?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I started in a band called Once Blue back in the 90s in the city. With the songwriter Jesse Harris, and we were signed pretty young at a CBGB's mm-hmm. gallery.
Cool.
And started recording. So that was, it's always been original music for the most part.
Yeah.
But I landed in a very young world of improvisers, so in the jazz community.
Mm.
And that, coupled with my original songs, just really pulled out the music, the harmonic possibilities in a way that was very exciting.
I have enormous respect for people who can improvise.
Oh, yeah. It's a world I love being a part of and listening to the music that's being made. And so I love songs, but I was exposed to a whole lot of things and did do a couple of standard recordings. So it's just always been a mix of things, but lots of different musicians. I did a record with Paul Modian, who is a revered drummer mm-hmm. who played with Bill Evans back in the day and all of that. So
yeah.
That sort of started me on this trajectory of playing without a chordal instrument.
Yeah.
And so I started just making records with drums and bass for a bit, which was nice just to really focus on the melody.
Yeah.
And the time and the phrasing that was available to me in that context.
Yeah.
Without a lot of music. So I could really just sing the melody simply.
Yeah, yeah.
That led me to where I am now and sharing just the songs as they are written, and it's nice for me to be able to do that. It's a real challenge because it's so bare, and it's not that making the music is challenging, but the, you know, as a collaborator to suddenly just being solo for a stint.
Yeah, I see what you mean. I was going to say it's a little funny to hear you refer to it as bare when you're talking about, you know, singing over just drums and bass.
Oh, I know. I know. But still, there's a lot going on that you can play with.
Yeah.
And in this context, you really have to be kind of settled in and comfortable to just be able to share the song as it is, mm-hmm. for what it is. And that's a good exercise that helps me anyway get more, I think, simple and truthful in sharing stories and through sound.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think of songwriting in terms of sharing stories?
Yes. Yes. I mean, in the best case, you know, and I think this record is really all about that. It's really centered on that. And it's solo, but I did do some harmony work, which to me started to become more like the characters in the story.
Okay. So when you think of stories, are you telling your own stories? Are you making some up, other people's stories, a little bit of everything?
Yeah, I think all of it gets in there, but mostly my process is really the same, where I sit with a guitar for a long time until I start to identify and commit to a melody that creates sounds, that creates words, and that over time are strung together to make stories that aren't always linear. Mm-hmm. I know people will listen to a song even like Rise and Begin and wonder how that relates to an event in my life. And most songs are not written that way.
Not that
literal.
They're
stringing things together.
And, sure.
We were talking a little bit about advocacy and being on the ground and grassroots and meeting so many people and seeing and hearing stories, or the way of the world is really gets in there, enters in there, and inspires, I think, the puzzle of weaving the words together to create something.
Yeah.
Sometimes songs are more direct for me, but mostly it's weaving different feelings and thoughts together to create something that, you know, something that can come off the page and hopefully be of service.
Feels good when you sing it, I hope.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's the whole reason to do it.
Yeah.
And to share it.
Yeah. When you play live, do you like to offer context? Is there any conversation with the audience? How do you approach shows?
Well, I try to create an environment so you can just sit and listen. Mm-hmm. I think it varies, but I prefer to create segues and so that when you're in that the environment of this music, you can lose yourself, I hope, and enjoy the sounds. And what I'm doing for this particular concert is I'm bringing in a couple of friends who are singers, and we're sitting in a round, and there's every other song they're contributing, and they're the characters of the song.
Oh, cool.
So it's an environment we're creating.
And a little bit conceptual.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say, you know, it's there are people who play solo and tour all around and have a real rapport with the audience. I like the audience to come and enjoy the music. I think it's better than my stories, actually, though. So.
Yeah. Rebecca Martin is my guest in the studio. You can see her next Friday, the 28th, at the local in Saugerties for the release of her album, She. Tell me a little bit about the title, She.
So in a lot of the songs that I write, I'm always talking about, could be me, in the third person. Mm. There's she, there's her, there's you. It's so maybe there's some distancing there.
Mm.
So it has a mixed meaning of, you know, a lot of the characters in the songs are she, her.
Yeah.
And they, them. I mean, it's just always someone else.
You want the audience or the listener to be able to project themselves a little bit. Yeah.
Yes, if I can be transparent that way so that the music can live for you if you enjoy it and you are finding something in it for yourself. I don't like to be heavy-handed in that way.
Yeah.
But also, it's a solo record, so it's me, she.
Sure. It is yours, but once you've, you know, created a record and put it out into the world, it necessarily becomes kind of everybody's.
That's the goal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why you make records, you know. Why else would you do it?
Yeah, I mean...
You want people to enjoy it at that point.
Yeah.
And whoever comes to it to be able to find a song or the entire record and enjoy it. In the way that they need to.
Yeah. And where will the record be available? How do we get our hands on it?
So it's coming out on Sunnyside Records, which is this great French label that's in New York City.
Ah oui.
Yeah. They're wonderful. And so they'll put it out. It'll be everywhere. But there's no... I do have some CDs... But I think people are downloading and what have you. It'll be on all.
You never know. You know, I feel like somebody's always looking to buy a CD.
Yeah.
There's always someone.
Well, I have some. Cool. So not many, but I'll have them if you prefer that mode of listening.
Beautiful.
So, yeah.
Rebecca Martin, once again, is my guest on KZE today with the album release show for the record She next Friday at the local in Saugerties. Would you like to play another one for us?
Sure. I'd be happy to. Thank you. just beyond the hillside, back where the curtain calls to us. There the music reminds me that the whole world is waiting to find.
KZE. Rebecca Martin has been my guest. You can see her next Friday at the local in Saugerties on the 28th for her album release show for the new record. That was absolutely beautiful.
Oh,
thank you so much.
Thank you, NK. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're a wonderful guitar player and beautiful vocalist.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. We have your community bulletin board now and music from Jiro Inagaki and his Soul Media up next on 98.1 KZE.